this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Katie, the rest of the world is finally coming around to the Katie Dempsey way. I'm going to give you a stat and you take a guess.
Okay.
What percentage of 16 to 21-year-olds, which would be, of course, like, I guess, the very lowest of, like, the very, like, end of Gen Z, bordering on Gen Alpha?
Yep.
What percentage of those youth say that they would much rather have been young in a world without the internet? No internet. Doesn't exist. No social, no nothing. They want to say, I was born in the wrong era. I should have been born in the pre-internet days.
That's so hard because they've never experienced that, obviously.
Mm.
It's millennials that had a little bit of both, especially older millennials.
I'm right at the oldest age of the millennials. And I definitely, the majority of my youth was spent in a pre-internet society.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean all the way pre-internet. I'm pre-cell phones, basically. Cell phones the way we know them. I'd landline in my room that I could use.
Well, I had landlines too. I mean, the cell phones the way we know them, those came, yeah, a lot later. But even just dial-up internet, that was, for me, like middle school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Right. So I remember not having it.
Right.
Or having it differently.
Do you think it was better?
I have it now.
Do you think it was better growing up in a pre-internet?
I think there were a lot of things that were better. Yes, I think libraries.
Right.
People went to libraries. Kids would use books as references.
Yeah.
I think you learned how to learn a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything's online, and I think that's to the detriment of our children. Not to get too deep into this, but you know, there's something to be said for reading something and then memorizing and having to retain and not just typing everything out on a computer. Writing things down.
Because that also helps you retain information.
Writing is something that is no longer here. We used to debate whether or not kids should learn cursive in school. Now it's like, when do they ever write?
Why would you need
that?
They learn
their letters and then you hand them a tablet.
Exactly.
Do they even write them down or do they trace them on a Kindle or something?
50% of kids at this point are saying, like, Why could I not have been born?
It's social media that I think is what drives that, right? Because I think the internet is amazing.
Yes.
It can do so many wonderful things, but it can also do so much harm. And I think for these kids that get bullied, and they're getting bullied incessantly, right? Because before it was like, okay, your bully had to find you at school.
Mm.
But now your bully can find you all the time.
It never ends.
It never ends. It's when you're at school. It's when you're asleep.
Yeah,
it comes to your hand in your little device. Like,
there's no rest whatsoever.
No, and that's horrible. So I can see how it's half of kids.
I think here's how you get to 100%. Like you said, let's negotiate. Let's keep Netflix. Let's blow up social media. Everyone wins.
Yes. Everyone wins. Yes.
Good morning. It's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
My new favorite thing is watching Ella Langley do interviews.
I mean, I have...
Like, I don't want to say she doesn't want to be there.
She has... I love it. She's just very...
She takes it very seriously. And then she always shoots it straight. I love that. You know, I don't feel like she's BSing at any point. It's just like, nah, this is how I feel right now.
Yes, yeah, I get authenticity.
It's very refreshing.
I get authenticity
yes,
and
she's
honesty.
Very authentic.
Yeah.
Very authentic. Yeah, it doesn't mince words. So she talked about her mental health struggles, which we discussed on the show.
Yes.
Despite all of her success, still has that imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And recently she was asked about her hairstyle. Someone asked about her signature look.
Yeah.
You know, the bangs and everything. And she's like, yeah, I can't get rid of the bangs.
No.
It fits my face and also... Who needs Botox when you have bangs? Right? Because that's like the first place you go. It's like that crease on your forehead. And she's got those longer bangs. So absolutely.
I like it.
Later in the interview, she took credit for Riley Green's mustache.
Did she now?
Everyone's excited about Riley's mustache. You can thank me for Riley's mustache. Other than God, I guess, and his parents. I told Riley that he could not shave his mustache off, at least for the music video. And so here we are, still a year later, and he has it, and it's great. I don't think he can get rid of the stash either.
And look how
pretty cool, right?
Only he did. He did. Riley Green just posted a picture with a clean face.
Sigh!
And the caption, never let him know your next move.
Yeah, from out of nowhere.
And ladies everywhere are not okay.
Yeah, so which did you prefer? Mustache Riley Green or non-mustache? He's handsome. He's a handsome man, dude. Like, either way.
But it's so jarring.
It's a completely
and I know
different
it's weird.
Look.
I know it's weird to now talk about my dad when we're discussing Riley Green, but my dad growing up had a mustache for the longest time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, one day, he shaves it off. I felt like it took years to adjust.
It can be very traumatic.
Like, who is this man? And what's happened to my dad?
Extremely traumatic.
And that's kind of what I'm feeling now. I feel like he is a new person. And I don't know this Riley Green.
Oh, boy. Wow.
I don't know if I trust this Riley Green.
I don't know. Yeah. It's two different humans, man. It's really two different humans.
A lot of people are saying if he doesn't grow his mustache back before the tour, they're selling their tickets. Oh. Also, he's got a pretty funny little tan line.
Because that was
it was quite dead, the stash.
It was dense.
Tom Selleck's stash going on.
Yeah, he can pull it off.
Back to Boots Only Summer. Originally, like I said, I thought this was great for the Texans. Finally a win. It's like, yeah, boots. Like your cowboy boots. Like, wear them all the time. Who cares? I was wrong. It was boots like the name other countries use for soccer cleats, which doesn't make any sense. But a lot of shoe trends don't, right? You've got the Croc boots out there, Croc sandals, platform Crocs, high-heeled Crocs.
We're talking about cleats?
Yeah.
Cleats?
Cleats. Soccer cleats. When not playing soccer. Like cleats in everyday life.
Like I'm...
Like you wear cleats to go run errands.
Why? Why? That doesn't even make sense. What's the point of that?
It's a pure vibe.
A vibe?
I thought the vibe was like, if you were playing soccer, and after the game you removed them... That's when it was cool to do the socks and sandals.
Exactly.
Now, that was before kids go off to that. Just wore them all the time.
Cleats over your shoulder, and everyone knew you just played a game.
Exactly.
What's the vibe? Ruining everyone's floors? Like, what? That's horrible.
Yeah, because it's not practical.
No.
And if they're the studded boots,
yes,
like asphalt, concrete, you're ruining your shoes.
Yeah.
And everything else.
You're taking
tile?
You're going to destroy everyone's floors if
and
you do
And you're
going
to eat it, man.
Yeah, like, you're going to eat slip. It. So, this is
and
a
then
bad
the noise.
Oh.
It's like when I wear shoes that are too
thick. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Like, that sound is just not pleasant. No.
I want people to wear, like, track cleats. The ones where the cleats are like knives.
Yeah, that's where we're headed, Katie. Like those real. It's footwear and self defense,
exactly.
All wrapped up into
exactly
one package.
Literally, tread lightly. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
An Instagram message from Zoe, who listens to the show every morning. Katie,
thanks, Zoe.
Heard the question about how many stomachs does a cow have the Money Minute. Just wanted to inform you they have one stomach, four compartments, not four stomachs. This is a common misconception. I thought the same thing until I got to college and began studying animal science. Interesting, because I've always heard the four stomachs too. I've always heard four stomachs, but yeah, I guess like four parts.
But you guessed three when I gave you the quiz. You guessed three.
I did. I didn't even get the number right.
Okay, technically one stomach. But correct me if I'm wrong, very different compartments.
I think so.
Only one is similar to the human stomach.
I think so.
So I believe it would be like yes and no. Which, if that had been the one question keeping...
You would have gotten... That's the thing we always say.
We'd go back even and give them $100.
That is the thing we always say. If you get it, if it's that close, I mean, you know, we'll make exceptions.
God, I hate the Money Minute.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Just kidding. I love it so much. And one of the answers today is Halloween.
Halloween.
I love it so much. I try to give you answers in advance. Halloween. One of the answers today, Halloween. How do you play? Go get entered online. TheBullHouston.com/contest. We do it every day before 8:30.
All right, let's rock and roll.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
From Sports Radio 610, please welcome Sean Pendergast to talk about the paranormal today.
Yeah, What's going on?
Well, not a lot, but yes, the paranormal. What? We're talking curses.
Annabelle.
No, not Annabelle.
Okay.
Astros pitching roster.
Oh.
please.
Can I tell you?
I
didn't know who Annabelle was until like 2 days ago. My wife's like, Google it. She made a reference to it, and she's like, Google it. Get up to speed.
Well, first of all, if you Google it, did you find the real Annabelle, or did you find the movie Annabelle when you... Because the real Annabelle is actually much more terrifying.
I don't know. Yeah. I just know I got up to speed as to what it was. I don't know if
The real one is a Raggedy Ann doll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was.
A very large Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah.
Stuffed into a display case.
She will destroy your whole life.
Okay. I mean, most Raggedy Ann dolls will.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm definitely afraid of them. That's another story for another time.
Okay, but yeah.
I had a Raggedy Andy back in the day, man.
Raggedy Ann.
Raggedy Andy.
She is terrified of Raggedy Ann.
I mean, it was like three.
All of them. The whole gang.
If you bring one in, she will actually lock up. She'll start sweating. She has to leave the room.
Really?
Yeah, this is
I feel like we should not have told that to Sean.
I'm enjoying these segments. I'm learning more and more ways to mess with people.
Don't test her on this one. Yeah. This is one that I've seen this happen. It is very serious.
Sean?
All right.
I don't like surprises.
I don't like pranks.
I don't react well to them.
So you're like me. I don't like pranks.
Not the worst.
I think pranks are evil.
Hates them. Yeah,
that's just...
Frito hates April Fools. We got way off track. Sorry.
No. We're all good. This actually does kind of connect because we were discussing just the fact that we don't know what is happening with Astros pitching.
Something in the water, man. Something in the water. Yeah, with the Astros pitching. So the Astros, they lose yesterday. This is not where we're going with it. But it's important. They lose yesterday to the Tampa Bay Rays. Their best pitcher, Hunter Brown, gave up 5 runs. That's not the curse, though.
No.
Good pitchers have bad days.
Yeah,
that happens.
That's just life.
That's life. Right. Yeah, good people that are good at things sometimes have a bad day. Ronel Blanco, who was one of the Astros' better pitchers last year, and with as injured as the pitching staff is again this year, super important piece. He got sent back to Houston to have his elbow looked at yesterday. Remember we were talking about Hayden Wesneski like 5 days ago?
Yes, we were.
And we're like, man, that is a lot of Tommy John surgery for one team in 2 years. Now it's a lot of Tommy. Well, it hasn't been diagnosed yet. It hasn't been, you know.
They're like, hey, something's going on here.
Every other pitcher with the Astros who's had an elbow issue in the last 2 years has wound up needing Tommy John surgery.
So this is the one. This is the part where I legitimately have no clue. Is this just bad luck? Is this what would cause so many pitchers in that length of time to go down?
Are we just extra cautious?
Yeah. Well, no. There is a feeling among the fan base. I don't want to throw shade at the Astros organization. That's a slippery slope when you start saying that they're doing something that's causing this.
Yeah, not to say that at all.
No. I know you're not saying it, but a lot of fans are like, okay, what is going on with the way the Astros use these pitchers? And not to get too deep into the weeds on torque and spin rate and things like that in baseball, but the Astros do have a way of when they get a pitcher, they have sort of what we call like a car wash they almost put him through, where even like a pitcher who is sort of average kind of comes out the other side. Wow, he's better than he was when he got here.
They have a system,
and a lot of it does have to do with putting more spin on the ball, on your breaking ball, you know, having a higher spin rate. And so you wonder if that puts a different type of pressure on the human elbow than maybe the way other teams do it. That's all. That's like it's
that
one
should be studied actually.
It's one theory out there.
It's that motion.
Yeah.
Or like that's all great and wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just a straight up curse.
Or we're cursed.
But who would have cursed us?
Any one of a lot of teams. This is baseball, Katie.
Yeah, but baseball
is full of people that do all kinds of, I mean, insane things to give themselves an edge.
And the rest of baseball, the other 29 teams would say that this is karma for the trash can banging back in 2017. That's a whole other thing, Katie, that we got to get
speed on. I do remember that one?
Yes, all right.
I cannot with people still bringing that up.
Yeah.
It's baseball.
Everybody cheats.
And some of you guys put actual voodoo curses on people.
Yeah, man. We just did it better. On our show, on Pain and Pendergast, we call it the being better than everybody else scandal. Some people call it the sign stealing scandal. We call it because we were just better at it than everybody else.
Yeah.
You were good at it.
They won the World Series. Yeah. We were just better.
So what is the baseball method of getting rid of a curse? Like what's the way? That's the part I'm not aware of. Like how do you expunge a curse game?
I don't know. I don't know if it involves
exorcism.
Sacrificing a live animal or something like that. It's probably something this bad. It's probably got to be.
Oh my
that's
God.
Like passing
just,
it on.
No, yeah. just like a chicken or something like that. that. Nothing that you get attached to.
I was just thinking like a salt circle and some.
No, man, this is extreme. This is potentially. This is five Tommy Johns in like 2 years.
He likes baseball.
The Pope.
Oh, good call.
We need a blessing.
He's American.
He's a White Sox fan.
He has this one.
All right.
He's already got a place he needs to use. The White Sox need a lot of blessings right now.
All right, we got to talk NFL stuff. We'll do that later on the show right, today. Thanks, good. Brother. Wise people have said it's not how many times you fall. Well, only fools rush. And No. Also, they say it's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get back up. And I get up. I get up every time. Because one of these days, we're going to play mixed messages. And I'm going to take you down. And it is going to be a glorious
I like
moment.
How you're saying one of these days. Like, that's not today.
That day might be right now. It might be right now.
You don't seem very confident. I like my odds.
I am so ready for this. And I love the fact that you're just sitting back there, relaxed in your chair.
Resting on my laurels.
Resting on, yeah, whatever. Oh, yeah, sure. You are primed.
Got it in the bag.
Primed for some humbling today. And I am here to humble. So what we need is two rock stars. We need two people. Now, we might have a prize for each of you. We'll figure out some way to hook you guys up with something. But 713-881-5500 if you want to play along with us.
Now, mixed messages is fun. It's not what we say. That's going to sound like complete nonsense.
Yes.
It's what you start to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you go through the phrase, the more you'll start to hear an actual phrase or a name.
Right.
Or a city, a state, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game. You got 10 possibilities, 10 potential points. And whoever has the most at the end
gets
gonna
the win.
Take the W.
Currently 0 for, I think, 6.
1,000.
Yeah, whatever it is today, it changes. It changes. So call us because we can't do this without you guys. 713-881-5500. We will get two of you guys, and we're going to take down Katie coming up next. Judgment Day has come, and we are going to humble Katie over there with some mixed messages. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Christy,
is that right?
Kristen.
Sorry about that, Kristen. Yes. You cut out.
It's okay.
Okay, you're contestant number one. So that means you get to pick who you get to compete with.
Choices.
Do you want to be part? It's not easy. Do you want to be a part of the takedown?
The
or do you want to lose alongside her?
Tom Brady over here.
What
Kristen,
do you want?
Who do you want to play with?
I will be part of the takedown.
Hell yeah, Kristen, my girl.
All right, Kristen.
Let's meet your opponent here today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Rachel.
All right, Rachel, you are being paired with Katie because Kristen chose correctly.
You lucky son of a gun.
So you now get to pick who goes first.
Yeah, Rachel. So do we want to go first so they have the number to beat and we can watch Frito sweat? Or do we want to let them think that maybe they did I before we just blow them out of the water?
Let's let them go first.
Ha-ha.
Okay. All right,
like
Rachel. You're going on hold. We'll be right back with you. So, Kristen, the way this works is what I'm going to give you sounds like absolute gibberish. But the more I say it or the inflection, a phrase is going to slowly materialize. Your job is to guess that phrase. We have 10 of these to work through.
And a minute on the clock.
Yeah, 60 seconds. The person who gets the most correct in 60 seconds or the team that gets the most correct in 60 seconds is the winner, which will, of course, be us because karma owes me. All right, Katie, are we ready to...
A big part of this, though, Kristen, is he is going to continue to say these phrases until he's blue in the face, okay? So you control the pass.
Yes.
If it is not coming to you, you know, you got nothing, say pass, and he'll move on to the next one.
Okay. All right.
So top one is where you'll start.
I've got my...
Yep, he's got his cards.
Content right here.
Putting a minute on the clock.
Count
you down,
Katie.
3, 2, 1, go.
United States. United States. United States.
United States.
Then Q button ho. Then Q button ho. Then Q button ho. Then Q. Then Q.
Thank you, but no.
Thank you, no. Thank you, but no.
Thank you, but no.
A taco thick loans. A taco thick loans. A taco thick loans. A taco thick loans.
Pass.
Okay. Jar-lee-shine. Jar-lee-sheen. 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 Jar-lee-sheen.
Jar-lee-sheen.
Okay. Rapunzel. Rapunzel.
Rapunzel.
A scandal us of hair. A scandal us of hair. A scandalous affair. A scandal.
A scandalous affair.
A scandal. Okay. Without eight rays. Without eight rays.
Without a raise.
Without. Age.
Without praise.
Without, pass. Oh.
That's five.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
That's pretty better. Good. Five, it's better than he usually does, five, Kristen.
Five is not.
This might be part of the takedown.
Now, the question, Kristen, is five going to be enough to get it done? Unsure.
I'm just glad your reading's gotten better.
Oh my God, I hope you choke. Hang on the line, Chris. We'll be back with you in a second. All right, so that's one half of this equation. We're going to take a break and get Rachel back on the phone, see how this goes next with Frito and Kim.
It was a great showing.
It was.
Frito and Kristen, 5 points.
Yes.
Five is the number to beat.
Five is the number to beat.
If you're playing along, the two they passed on.
Yes.
It was Attack of the Clones. And Without a Trace.
Okay.
I mean, you were right there on both.
Seven would feel a lot better than five. All right, Rachel, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, Rachel. So, again, the most correct in 60 seconds is determined to be the winner. Okay? Now, Katie is just going to keep on going and going and going. If you don't think there's any chance you're going to be able to get this, say pass. Because otherwise she ain't stopping. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. All right. I hope so. Is there anything else she needs to know before we begin? All right. I will count you down whenever Katie says she's ready.
I'm ready.
In a three, in a two, in a one, and a go.
Personal trainer. Personal trainer.
Personal trainer?
You rode his knee. You rode his knee. You rode his knee. Euro Disney. Euro Disney.
Oh.
Euro Disney.
Euro Disney.
Sparkling water. Sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
Total gun fusion. Total confusion.
Total confusion.
Hefty chew fit swear it. Hefty chew fit swear hit. Hefty chew fit swear it. Hefty chew fit swear it.
Pass. The
Elm Hack Fairson.
Elm McPherson.
Hun Fork Kit Table. Hun Fork Kit Table. Hun Fork.
Unfortunate.
Mary Eek ate Danish Lee Holson. Mary Kate and Ashley Olson.
Mary Kate and Ashley Olson.
Shatter Nougat NEC. Shatter Nougat NEC. Shatter Nougat. Shatter Nougat NEC. Shatter Nougat. Shatter Nougat. Wad Abe Hummer. What a bummer.
Sick of
what were the
nonsense.
Ones we didn't get? Shatter Nougat NEC.
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, man.
Also, I believe L. McPherson was another pass.
No, she got that one.
She got that. If the shoe fits, wear it.
If the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits, wear it. All right. Hang on, Rachel. Let's get Kristen back on the line. Kristen, how do you think that went?
I'm hoping they got less than five.
They didn't. They got more than five. We lose.
How many do we get?
Again. You got seven.
And you did say seven would be better than five.
Seven would be better than
five. But hey, you know what, Kristen?
Yeah.
Because he's done better than he ever has.
Yeah.
We actually have prizes for the both of
you. We want to award everybody today.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins some free
stuff.
So
y'all hang on the line. We'll get you hooked up with some Mark Chestnut tickets.
Yes. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
All right, so welcome Molly to the show. What's up, Molly?
Yeah, thanks for having me, y'all.
If you did already.
Yeah.
What's the story? What are we up against today?
Okay, so Ronnie and I, we've been friends for a minute.
We did sort of have a little thing back in the day. But it was years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't like anything like deep or serious. And so I graduated in the fall, and like we haven't had a chance to see each other as much since I got a job, and like I have to be the adult and whatever and all that. And
lame.
Now it's so lame. And now I actually think that that was a good thing in a way. Okay. You know, when we linked back up, it was like intense and hot and heavy, and
wow,
we had made up for a lost time. Nice. and which it led to a couple of dates, and I don't know. I just think I don't know what's going on here. Maybe I was too much for him.
Too much for?
What do you mean?
Wait, yeah, what are we talking about
what
here?
Makes you say that?
Well, it's like once we started to get close to graduating, I started getting focused. I looked for work, and I was like really trying to keep eye on the prize, trying to figure out what I was doing with my life, all
sure.
that. And I mean, I don't know who needs to hear this, but kids, no job is guaranteed when you get out of college.
True.
I preach. Preach.
You know, and I was just turning up empty. I couldn't find anything. And even though I was really passionate about it, I feel like, I don't know, maybe we're a really good fit.
Okay. But you do work though. You did find
you
something.
You mentioned work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I started waiting tables, right? Until I found like what I really wanted to do. And like, obviously there's nothing wrong with that. I was trying to find my career, like the great purpose. And all of it just like, because I wasn't finding it was weighing me down. And I think I mean, I don't buy into the fact that I was depressed or anything, but, you know, then there was this whole thing with Rodney, and I just, well, that piled onto it. It added to my funk.
Okay.
And I don't know. Maybe I wasn't in the right headspace to be starting a relationship, and that's something he felt and he caught on to.
Oh, that's very self-aware.
Unusually self-aware for this.
So you're having a hard time figuring out what you want to do with your life. It's kind of bringing you down, and you're thinking that maybe Rodney might have realized that he's not getting the best version of you. Is that it? You're thinking he just tapped out?
Yeah, well, but that's the thing. I figured it out. My family's a military family. I'm a military brat. We're very close. They've always said that I should enlist and join the Navy.
Okay.
It's like the family business at this point. And
All right.
I guess I just never paid much attention. But I started to do some research, and I talked to a recruiter, and then I decided to go for it.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, you know, if you want a purpose, you can't really do much better than that, right?
No doubt.
I have to say, when it was all said and done, I swear, like all this other stuff, it just went away. And no lie, it was like night and freaking day.
Get out.
I feel in a much better place.
Man, dude, I love hearing that. And that's an incredible feeling. It looks like you found something that like checked all your boxes, and congrats.
And yeah, as far as purpose goes, that'll do it. That will do it.
Yes. I guess I'm just like so relieved. You know, it's a weight lifted off my shoulders, and I don't have to stress about whether or not I picked the wrong major or like I didn't network enough or something. I just didn't join a sorority or whatever. Yeah. It's done. And, you know, I get it. For Ronnie anyway, he didn't know what was going on at the time. So like, why would he stick around?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just kind of feel like, man, if we had the chance to reconnect on the phone or something, I could tell him like, that was what was up and how I'm feeling and where I'm at now, like feeling confident that we could move forward.
All right, we'll get Rodney on the phone, line this thing up. Talking to him next with Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
I love that Molly found her passion.
Oh,
her
dude,
purpose.
That's so cool.
She joined the Navy.
That's so cool. Like,
and
I mean,
to hear her talk about it, what a relief that was.
She was struggling. She didn't know what to do.
No.
And then it was like answered for, man.
Yes.
Like, that's just great.
Oh, if we can get Rodney, it's going to be a great week for Molly.
I know, right?
So let's see if we can't do that right now. Hey, Rodney?
Yeah, this is Rodney. Who is this?
Frito and Katie from The Bull. How you doing, man?
I'm okay. I'm wondering why I'd be getting a call from the radio station exactly.
Luckily, we can clear that up for you, Rodney.
Yeah, a friend of yours reached out to us, and she's hoping that y'all can reconnect a little bit now that circumstances have changed for do you remember Molly? Do you know we're talking
all
about?
All right.
So what do you think? It seemed like both of y'all might have been the right people, just the wrong time and place.
Guys, I don't know. I've got a lot going on right now. I gave it a shot, you know, like several. I think she's going through some stuff, and I don't know. I'm not really feeling it. Wasn't really feeling it.
Right.
Oh, hey, Rodney?
What's up?
Yeah, she's been on the phone. Just to lay it all out there, she understands what you're saying and where you're coming from, yeah. Like going through some stuff, but she's just pretty sure she can convince you to change your mind.
Yeah, Rodney, I know it hasn't been the best few months for me, and that's probably been hard to watch. But I'm not great at hiding my emotions, and I know that if the roles were reversed, I'd be hesitant with you too. But I figured it all out. I'm telling you, here's what's up. I ended up making the decision to enlist with the Navy, and it's the exact direction my life was missing, and now things are good. I'm on the right track. I just want to make it up to you and really give this a shot, you know, like this whole massive cloud, I've come out from under it.
Did you say you joined the Navy?
Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't know why I didn't do it sooner.
Well, good for you, but that doesn't change my mind at all. That might make it worse. Yeah. How is joining the Navy a good thing for you?
Well, based on what she's saying, and sorry to cut you off, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it gave her career,
purpose.
It gave her purpose, all that. And it seems like this really does get the job done as far as what she was looking for career-wise.
Yeah. Sure, I guess in a way it does do those things, but to me, it just seems like a really dumb decision. Your waiting tables, I get it. It's hard, all right? It's hard for everybody. But you've only been at it, what, like 3 months? And because your dream job just doesn't materialize out of thin air, an opportunity to walk through the door, you're just going to up and join the military? I mean, good for you, but that really does nothing for me. That doesn't make me want you more.
I mean, it's not supposed to do anything for you. Right. It's supposed to do something for me, you know? And I think it is my dream job is the point. That's what I'm saying. You're not listening. I just wanted to see if I can show you that I'm really a completely different person when I'm not preoccupied with, like, self-loathing or whatever. So what do you say? Could you give me another chance?
Look, there's no you in me, okay? You thought you were preoccupied with before. Well, you better buckle up. The Navy's no joke. It's going to get a whole lot worse. You're going to be dealing with real now, real stress. That matters. And even if we did make a go of this, I won't see you for like a long, long time. I didn't sign up for that. I don't want to start a new relationship before you ship off for months. Basic alone. How long is that?
Basic's like, what, 2 months?
I don't think it's that long.
but then you're going to be deployed and all of that. And I don't want to be popping off all over the place from base to base or something that's not even that serious and something I'm not even that into. That's not a life for me. That's dumb. It would be dumb for me to, like, get into you right now.
I mean, why would you have to pop off or move or whatever? Like, I'm just, like, asking for a date. Like, don't flatter yourself too much here.
Yeah.
Look, no, I'm not trying to hurt you, but this is, like, a waste of my time. You grew up around all of this. You're blind to it. But this whole thing sucks. No one wants their woman to be all over the world. I'm left following you around or singing home like a bum because you couldn't hack it in the real world, all right? Come on. That's unattractive.
Wow.
It's not appealing. The military is for men, all right? It's not for women. I'm not doing this. Sorry y'all wasted your time. But after finding this out with Molly, she's like the last person I would want to date, all right? Sorry, Molly.
Great. Thanks,
okay,
man.
Thank you, Rodney.
Molly, I'm sorry. I do want to focus on that. Hold on to that clarity you had, you know, the career stuff and purpose and all that.
Don't let him bring you down, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the show,
Molly.
I'm not.
I'm sorry you had to hear all that. Wow. I really had no idea that that's how he felt, but I guess I'm glad to know it now.
Well, hey, you did get two things cleared up, though.
Yeah, you did.
You know? So there's that.
Thank you so much.
You too.
What a clown.
Do you know what I hate about that? Like, I hate the fact that she had this great win. You know, yes. She had this great moment of clarity.
She was riding a high.
Yeah, and then now she's going to be second guessing it. That's why I said she's going to be second guessing. Like, did I make the right move? And I don't. I know a lot of you guys probably have thoughts on this.
Well, I wish two things. I wish A, we'd just hung up on her when she told us the good news. I wish we had said congrats.
Hey, great. You're not going to top that.
Let's just end this now.
Good Lord.
And also, yeah, I kind of want people to call in and maybe offer words of encouragement.
Like, that could be good for today.
I hate to hear that this has happened before. So it's entirely possible it happens all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Look, let's be real. I'm sure it does. Maybe people have their concerns about that. I'm sure for whatever reason. But
maybe just wish her well.
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys next with Frito and Katie.
And this is why we do 10,000 for the troops.
For real. For real.
Call, text, tweet, or just holler really loud. Hit up Frito and Katie anytime at 713-881-5500.
Frito and Katie in the middle of Houston, I have a problem.
Rodney.
Yeah, forget Rodney. Let's just get him out of the equation.
Doesn't want to date Molly because she joined the Navy.
Yeah, but obviously, I don't want her to second guess that, man. I
don't want to think it's common.
No, I'd hate to think that that's something that happens all the time. You don't get support when you make that decision, but who knows? Anyway, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, that's what you're here for.
Chris, you got any thoughts for her?
All right. You know, excuse my language with this check. It angers me.
Yeah.
I just retired 24 years of naval service. I joined because I didn't want to farm. I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Right.
Got me a bachelor's degree. Got me a free master's degree.
Wow.
And now my retirement is amazing.
So you're far away from where she is today. And you can look back on your life and say that was stone cold the best move you could make.
That was the turning point for you.
Yeah.
Best decision I ever made.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, some of the best people and hardest working people I've served with, to include my wife.
Wow.
Were military women. My wife is retired as well.
No doubt. No doubt.
He did say the military is for men, didn't he?
Yeah, he did say that. I was just going to breeze right by that.
This guy is a complete and utter jack.
Yeah.
And happily, if, I don't know how you could do this, but I would happily, I mentor a lot of folks who are in the Navy still. I would happily mentor her or whatever if.
Well, you know
if
what? We will
that
pass.
Amazing.
Look,
yeah.
Grab his number.
Yeah,
we will pass that on
down.
To her for sure. And
you can pass my number on to him and have him call me as well.
I don't think he's answering the phone for us again.
Because I promise you, he wouldn't say that to me.
Angela, you're up next. Do you have any thoughts?
I was just floored by Rodney and what he said because I'm a military individual, and I've been in for over 24 and a half years now.
Whoa, you sound like a woman.
Yeah, that I thought the military was not for women. That can't be true.
I know, because he did say it was just for men, and my husband, who happened to be in before me and then got out, has been with me as my partner and has followed me throughout my career and all over the world for the last 24 and a half years. And we've had three wonderful children in the military, and not a problem with it. In fact, we've made our decisions to stay in and go throughout the world together as partners.
Amazing.
And it just floored me that he said that. And so if he actually did his military history and actually looked a few things up, he would see throughout history and even modern day age is that there's governments and the Israeli army. The Israeli military has women in the military throughout history.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
I'll
tell you this. I don't expect someone that feels that way to understand service. I expect them to understand sacrifice or anything like that.
He said it made him like her less.
Like her less.
Right? And I don't understand why that sacrifice of even going with your spouse all over the nation potentially. Why that's limited to the military.
Yeah.
That's just being in a relationship, man, and having people have jobs.
That's life,
because
man.
Things
and actually
pop
having
up.
A true partnership.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Any true partnership, whether you're in the military or whether you're staying and deciding to stay in one hometown together.
Exactly.
Any relationship is a partnership that you decide things together.
No doubt.
So
no doubt.
Obviously he doesn't know what that is yet.
And he's going to struggle with whoever he ends up with.
He
I'm sorry. Whoever he ends up with will struggle.
Yeah, yes.
She will struggle.
So, correct. Correct.
Mom will find somebody in the military and will share those views.
Absolutely.
And I'm so proud of her.
Absolutely.
Me too, man. I think that's and you can tell she did the right thing, man.
Yeah.
You don't have all that weight lifted off your shoulders if you aren't sure.
Yeah.
And I just hope she feels the support that she's getting from all you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call today. Frito and Katie, the bull in the middle of Houston, I have a problem. Who cares about the dude? Like, what we're really trying to do is, again, like, Molly is making the right decision.
Rodney sucks.
Molly does not. Molly is...
Molly's a hero.
And she's absolute hero. She's going to do great things in the Navy. But
Rodney can't date a strong woman. That's all I heard.
He can't cope with it. And let's get back to your thoughts. Crystal, all right, you're up. What do you think?
I think that Molly definitely would be looking under the wrong rock. That guy sounds like such a loser just by the way he talks and the way he berated her. She could do so much better. And as another woman, I'm proud of her for the choice that she's making.
Absolutely. And just to reiterate, you know, this is why we're carrying on with 10,000 for the troops, right?
Yes.
Because we know this happens.
It's that level.
And it's horrible when it does.
Yeah, you go through all that, then you're overseas, and anything we can do to show them
it's hard. You don't want her to remember this conversation that she had with this guy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We want her to remember the girl behind her.
I immediately called in even before you guys asked for calls. I was just hoping someone would answer because I just did not like the way he spoke to her, and she deserves so much better. And I hope that her military career is amazing, and she should be very proud of herself.
She's going to do great things.
She's going to do amazing. Hey, thank you so much. Tina, you're up next. You got any words of encouragement?
I think she's doing the right thing. My daughter joined the Army 7 years ago, completed boot camp with two fractured hips, and is still serving in the Army.
Holy cow, that's
what
one tough cookie.
Badass.
That is one tough cookie.
Jeez Louise.
Good night. It takes a special kind of person.
To complete it, period, and then
injured,
that's incredible.
And on top of that, she's a fueler, and I'm a proud mama to a daughter that is serving for our country.
I mean, we're so proud of her, too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Tish, all right, good morning. Thank you for jumping on with us today. What are your thoughts?
I have a lot of thoughts.
I'm sure you do.
I was yelling at my radio. I was like, excuse? Like, are you serious? She dodged the bullet 100%.
Yep.
If anything, this should have given her a lot more clarity to just focus on her. You don't have a date right now, girl. Go do your thing in the Navy. You'll probably meet someone in the Navy because they're some fine ones. And... go with life. Like, this was perfect. It was going to hold you back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Go live and have your best life because it's the beginning.
That is a good way of looking at this. Like, it might not be the answer you wanted, but dang it. If that's not the answer that'll help you out the most in life, get rid of this tool.
Yeah.
Who is weighing you down. So you can go and do these amazing things and have this career and these life experiences.
Because you need to keep your head right. And that guy is not going to help with that.
No, you need support. You need support and people to believe
in. Get rid of the what
if.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Hey,
no what if anymore.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Of course. Bye, guys.
Bear, long time no talk, man. What do you think?
What do I think? I think maybe I should... being a doer in the teams, maybe I should pay a visit to this guy.
No, Bear.
Are you sure?
We don't want you to catch a charge, Bear.
Nobody, no crime.
Bear!
Now we're talking.
What?
Don't get on Bear's bad side. Like that's.
I'm not.
When I say long time no talk, Bear.
That's why I say keep the man happy.
I am all for her. My blessings are with her, and any woman that decides to enter our military, if at any time, any way, I can be of any service, I am all for them. I'm behind them 110%. I love all my brothers and sisters, and unfortunately, I have to celebrate the ones Monday that are no longer with us.
Amen. Amen, dude. Bear, thank you so much for checking in. We really appreciate it.
You guys have a great day and be safe out on the roads because I'm out there.
Watch your
and backs. I'm in a big truck, too.
Dude, thank you so much.
Bye, Bear.
And just a reminder to all you guys, you know, going back to the 10,000 for the troops, just collections are coming up.
Another way to show your encouragement for our military men and women serving overseas. We're taking cards. So thank you cards, letters. If you've got a lot of emotions and you want to put pen to paper, you know, write something down.
If you got a story you want
to
share.
Send them all to us. Yeah, you can call us with your stories. We'd love that too. So next Tuesday, we'll begin our collections. We'll be accepting them here at the studios. We'll also be posting online some other various drops around the city. The goal is to get 10,000. I think that's very attainable, and we hope that you will participate with your family, with your church group, with your friends, your coworkers, whatever.
And y'all do this all. You've done this before. Yep. We're looking forward to y'all doing it again, and sending all these great thoughts to our troops who are sacrificing for us. Back after this.
What's trending with Frito and Katie
on 100.3 The Bull?
People are debating whether you introduce yourself when you are calling companies. Now, that could be for a variety of different reasons. I think there are occasions where I do and I don't. We'll get more into this, but first, I want to talk about this news anchor in Schenectady, New York.
Right.
Her name's Olivia. She went into labor just before her morning newscast yesterday, still anchored the show.
Wait, whoa.
It was being hailed as good news. And at first I was like, man, just go to the hospital.
Just call. Yeah,
like,
tap
it's
out.
Like, okay, you can leave. Oh. Her water broke at 4:15 a.m. and she was on the air about 90 minutes later. She said her contractions weren't that close together. And here's what saves it for me. She said she'd rather be at work than at the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Which I totally understand.
That does.
Like, that puts it into perspective for
that
me.
Checks.
Good news for her.
Yes, absolutely.
It was like, yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to go to the hospital and wait for a while, so I might as well just do it while I'm at work. You know, I showed up. I'm all made up.
Good
on
night.
On with the show, as all they right. say. Not sure why, but toilet vases are trending on TikTok.
Toilet vases?
It's kind of like when people were decorating their refrigerators. You use the water tank of your toilet as a huge flower vase.
No!
Why would you? There's a woman who even has a packet of flower food to make the flowers last and flushes the toilet.
What's the doesn't that impact usability at some level or no? Sorry, we're talking. Yeah.
Well, no, it would, wouldn't it? Because when something happens, you got to get in there. Mm. So what if like a stem or something?
Yeah. It seems like
it's all jammed up.
Yeah,
in there.
I don't. That doesn't.
And
seem
also,
like,
if you don't change them out regularly, like there's going to be a smell associated with that as well.
That's bad.
Yeah,
that's not a hospitable environment.
Maybe she's a plumber. Maybe she would secretly love it if you did that, and that's why she made that video.
Could be.
Food for thought. Speaking of food, a study found adding bananas to your smoothie makes it less healthy.
I'm all ears.
Bananas, obviously, a great source of fiber, potassium, other nutrients.
Right.
But yeah, apparently, adding a banana can decrease the smoothie's nutritional value because it prevents your body from absorbing a certain type of antioxidant called flavanols.
Okay.
There's a specific enzyme in bananas called PPO.
Right.
Which is polyphenol oxidase.
Well, that's way closer than I would have got.
In
way
the
closer.
Enzyme in fruits that causes them to turn brown.
Right.
It breaks down the flavanols so fast, right? They don't hit your bloodstream, right? It's that.
Right.
And the difference was drastic. So they found adding a banana reduces the amount of flavanols you absorb by 84%. So you're only getting 16% of what you would without it. The effects were most dramatic when adding one to a smoothie with lots of berries. Because as you know, berries, especially blueberries, great source of antioxidants.
So. And also really pairs well with bananas and smoothies, ironically. That's horrible.
That doesn't mean you should stop eating bananas.
No.
Just like maybe on its own. Maybe just appreciate the banana for what it brings to the table.
And it's not as good without the berries.
Don't let it bring anyone else down.
It's not as good without the berries.
Yeah, but it is great with peanut butter.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Blueberries aren't.
No. Okay. All right. Options are available.
And when you're calling a store, I don't know, to ask information on hours or see if your pickup order is ready, whatever. Like, do you introduce yourself?
No.
Ever. There's no instance where you would introduce yourself?
Unless it's a doctor, like that, hey, I'm so-and-so, or a vet where they can look up your file. then yes. If it's just some business, absolutely not.
It's funny.
Absolutely not.
I think the majority of people are like you.
Yeah.
Do you introduce myself unless I'm complaining? If I'm making a complaint, I will not give you my name.
Okay, so ring,
expressly asked.
Let's say it's a restaurant. You're calling to see if they're open.
Hi, my name is Katie Dempsey. I'd like to make a reservation for 9.
Okay, that sounds better than I had thought.
And even if they go, oh, okay, what's your name? I know I already gave it. I already gave you that information. Yeah, then you just go, Katie Dempsey.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. No.
D-E-M-P-S-E-Y, like Jack.
No universe do I drop my name before.
Or what, do you say if someone calls you and you miss the call? Hi, I'm Katie Dempsey. Returning your call.
I don't even. I'd have to. I don't think so. I think I just go, hey, I missed a call from this number, and that's what
I do.
That's
the worst.
That's the worst. That I might be doing it wrong. Like, frankly, I might be. Might be messing this up.
I called a lot of people today. I don't know who you are. State your name and business.
This is fair.
So it's a TikTok that went viral. A woman says she always introduces herself. So I guess even if she's complaining, she would introduce herself. She says it's just common courtesy.
It's not
her two friends do not. They say hi and get right to the point. So just like you.
Yes. Yes. That is the more common way of
doing
this.
One of the friends was like, hey, that's very nice. You're very polite, but no one else does that.
No one goes to those links. I mean, I appreciate that might help. I appreciate that you do, but that's insane.
In the comments on the video, a call center worker, for what it's worth, said she loves it when people ID themselves up front.
Really?
Then another person who was a receptionist for 10 years was like, nah, I make fun of people who do that. I don't care, man. Just tell me what you need.
Let's get to the point.
I got to move on with my life.
Yeah, this isn't fun for me. This is a job.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
All right, Taylor, 10 trivia questions away from glory. It's the Money Minute. How are we feeling?
Feeling pretty good. We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
We always do. You got to get these 10 questions correct. You can pass on any of them, and we'll come around to your passes at the end if we have time, but you can't change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Sure, no problem.
Katie, are we locked and loaded?
Ready to go. What Renaissance man was responsible for the split between the Catholic Church and the Church of England?
Pass.
What annual celebration takes place on the day before All Saints Day?
Pass.
What is formed when iron oxidizes?
Rust.
What are animals at the top of the food chain called?
Humans.
What is the name of Mickey Mouse's dog?
Pluto.
What would you find inside a natatorium?
Natural history? I don't know.
What day is celebrated in the U.S. each year on June 14th?
Armistice Day.
Which composer said, I shall hear in heaven?
Mozart.
In the nursery rhyme, what type of gourd was it that Peter liked to eat? Peter,
pumpkin.
Blank. What country
pumpkin.
Is famous for the Highland Fling?
Scotland.
In what Renaissance man was responsible for the split between the Catholic Church and the Church of England?
Da Vinci, no.
All right, he wanted a divorce. What annual celebration takes place on the day?
That was 8. Okay, so you got 11. You got 10 and one of the passes in. That was... Yeah.
I know, but those are like the church one, and then
Let's review.
I think the hard thing is it's a longer question, and those seem harder.
Right.
The Renaissance man responsible for the split between the Catholic Church and the Church of England, that was King Henry VIII.
Yes.
He wanted a divorce.
Oh, I never would have gotten that.
From his,
I never
his wife.
Didn't he chop off her head?
He chopped off many of their heads, yes, but not the first wife. He divorced her.
Yeah, she got.
She lived.
She got to survive.
The
rest of them were not so lucky.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just totally straight up admitted to church. Yeah.
Yeah, but he was the fat one, right? He had gout or something.
Eventually, but he was also a Renaissance man because he was a musician, a composer, a linguist, and an athlete before he was riddled with gout.
Accomplished, and then, it all went
Which is probably
wrong.
Why he got so many women.
Yeah.
I mean,
all I remember is the gout and the head chopping, so good for him.
Those are two very important
things. It's divorced, married.
Yeah, we've been over this.
Mary died. It'll come back to me.
Yeah, yeah.
The annual celebration that takes place on the day before All Saints Day.
Halloween.
Oh, is that Halloween? Halloween. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What are animals at the top of the food chain called? You said humans.
Humans.
I'll give you that.
Count
I'll give
it.
You that. the ultimate apex predator.
All day.
Also, the name of Mickey Mouse's dog would have accepted Goofy, for what it's worth. Pluto and Goofy are both dogs, yet one gets infinitely better treatment than the other. What would you find inside a natatorium?
Swimming pool.
A swimming pool. Yeah, yeah. That's what you call an indoor pool. What day is celebrated each year in the United States on June 14th? It's Flag Day.
Flag Day.
It's Flag Day. Yes, yeah, yes, celebrate the flag. And then which composer said, "I shall hear in heaven"?
Beethoven. Yes.
Oh, he was deaf. Mozart wasn't, but they made that Amadeus movie.
Yeah, Beethoven was deaf. Mozart was crazy. Yeah. That's the.
I think all composers are a little bit crazy. But.
You'd have to be, right? Frankly. Taylor, great work. Please sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/. Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas Proud. Y'all know the drill. We've got Ella Langley tickets.
Yep, she upgraded venues.
Yes, she did.
Upgrade. I love the House of Blues. She needed more room.
Yeah, it's not saying that there's anything wrong.
No.
The House of Blues lit.
So many humans want to see her.
But you could have taken that all the way. I mean, it's pretty much as big as you want right now. Like, she's blowing up.
So now it's 713 Music Hall.
Yeah.
In October.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a pair of tickets up for grabs right now.
And what do you have to do? Identify a movie quote.
Yep.
Whose line is it, Elloway? We've done that same mashup we've been doing all week. Nick is loving it. Nick is sad that this is going to come to an end at the end of this week.
Too.
Like, I don't. Maybe it should just be a forever game, whether it makes sense or not. I don't know.
I just want to get more tickets.
I know.
So we can play another round. Maybe later this summer.
One more batch. 713-881-5500.
Hell, I'll buy them.
Is our phone number. Look, whatever keeps this train going, because this is working out very well for us. Identify the movie clip. You're going to Ella Langley. We'll get our contestant on the phone next. All in on this Ella Langley train, y'all. Chew, chew. Even came up with a game just to give away these tickets.
Yep, a great game.
It's called Whose Line Is It, Ellaway?
Going to give you a scene from a movie. You just tell us what the movie is.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. How you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Okay, we're doing all right. Okay, so have you been following along with Whose Line Is It, LOA? Do you know how this works?
Not really, but I'm going to learn today.
I think it sounds a little more complicated than it actually is.
Yeah.
We're just going to play you a clip of course, Ella Langley, mm-hmm. but into a scene from a movie. So your job is to just tell us what movie that's from. Now, it's a one and done. Okay, so if you know it, you win.
That's right.
If you don't, we'll have to move on to the next player. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Away we go.
Excuse me. You look like...
You're a monster.
I'm not the monster here. You are.
I'll go and play it.
Play it.
Hang on.
Excuse me. You look like...
You're a monster.
I'm not the monster here. You are.
What do you
think? I think it's Shrek.
It's absolutely Shrek. It's absolutely Shrek.
Oh, man, that's such a dark scene. Yes. Isn't Lord Farquaad, like, using his broken-off legs?
Yes,
like
it's a torture scene involving the gingerbread man who is trying his best to hold it together, even though he does not have legs, and he is in danger of losing his
gumdrop buttons. You're a monster. Amazing.
The Muffin Man.
Well, hey, you just won some Ella Langley tickets.
Yes, you did, and I just forgot how great a movie Shrek is.
And we just took a trip down memory lane
after the show. Hey, congratulations.
Oh my God, let me re-watch it.
Yes, hang on the line.
Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
Heck yeah, let's go.
On 100.3 The Bull.
A little behind the scenes for y'all. Frequently, we will sit in here and listen to country music, as you do, when we're not talking or playing commercials. We might even sing along, if it is a song we both enjoy. I have discovered that Frito doesn't know the lyrics to many songs.
I don't think that's fair to put that on. I will admit...
You mess him up all the time.
I will admit that if I don't know the words, I might just make up.
Yeah, you're terrible. You're terrible.
Do you think you have like have 100?
Like my daughter.
Do you think you have like 100? Like you're 100% accuracy, Dempsey over here. Just no, never miss a word.
No, but I was going to give you some credit here. I don't think it's just you. I think it's men. think men are bad with lyrics.
Yeah, that's your theory. But look, like we're going to test this out today because Exclusive Furniture is giving away a pair of tickets to Morgan Wallen.
What? Today?
Did you not know about this?
Like they're doing it today?
In fairness, I found out about this like yesterday. But yes, today, 5 to 6 p.m., Baytown location of Exclusive Furniture is giving away tickets to Morgan Wallen.
You have an hour to get to Baytown.
No, you have plenty of hours to get to Baytown. You just have to be there between 5 and 6 p.m. 5 and 6 p.m., Exclusive Furniture.
Really, you just have to be there before 6, I'm guessing?
I would say that's fair, yeah. I'm not trying to draw
5:59.
Yeah, to get there by the buzzer, dude. Like, just get to Baytown Exclusive Furniture.
I don't know how this ties into what I brought up. But
about the lyrics? Well, that's the thing. So
My revelation.
I've been told part of this. Well, there's a car dealer next door, right? So we are going to play karaoke.
That's relevant.
Because
you can manipulate your phone's audio, not the radio station.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't think the higher ups would like that
bingo.
Very much.
So if we want to play like, oh, Morgan all the time, we can do that. So what we will do is we will test people that are out there to just see. We'll see if men know lyrics.
Is that how they win the Morgan Wallen tickets?
Absolutely not. You show up, you're entered, and then
that's just like a side activity while you sit there for an hour.
Exactly. We wanted to keep y'all somewhat entertained.
Got it. Okay, so you can run a tally.
Exactly.
And take video if you can.
Yeah, well, we're going to keep score. We're going to keep score.
Yeah, if it's Morgan Wallen for sure, like...
We so rarely get
men
a chance...
Don't Morgan.
Men don't...
What's the other Women Wallen.
All right. Today, Baytown Exclusive Furniture... 5 to 6 p.m. You better be there. Sean Pendergast, ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Don't start yet. You know you have intro music.
I know. That's why I was waiting. I'm like, I'm getting treated like a jabroni right now.
Yeah, what a jabroni.
Walking out.
There we go. Sean
is cooking. You know if you're a WWE wrestler and you walk out and you have no theme music, you're about to get squashed
by
somebody.
That's not good news.
Yeah, you're about to get squashed. You're losing in 15 seconds, man.
I want to talk about flag football and the Olympics because
we saved that story. Because yes, I saw it yesterday, but I was like, no, we talk sports now. I don't have to do this. I can make Sean do
it. I love the fact that we're going to let actual NFL guys loose on the rest of the world, but that also seems remarkably cruel.
Cruel. But as you know, one of the things that we do love to do is assert our dominance in Olympic sports over other countries.
Yes, we do.
Back in 1988, when we finally didn't win a gold medal in basketball, holy crap.
It took one of those moments where we were like, all right, send in everyone.
We went back into the lab and we pulled out Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Karl Malone and Charles Barkley.
Everyone. All Hall of Fame team and Christian Laettner. And that was the end of that.
I love that you remember Christian Laettner was on that team. That was the U.S. being like, hey, we still have one college guy on the team. We're not totally plundering you, Angola, but Trinidad and Tobago.
But we are totally going to do that again only with flag football.
Well, do you think that's the case? Because with basketball, it's basketball the world over, right? Yeah. Like if they play basketball, they play basketball. Football is very unique to America. But you have to contend with rugby players who are used to hitting just as hard and without pads.
It is flag football, though. Mm-hmm. It's not, there's no hitting going on in this.
Right.
But I get what you're saying. Like there is a discipline level to rugby in the tackling where you gotta not to go too deep in the weeds, especially on radio where there's no visual.
Definitely your best bet is rugby.
Rugby
players.
Guys, because they're very disciplined. You know, the flag football, you've got to watch the center of the player there and not get juked. The elusiveness, and that's the one thing that rugby players probably don't have that you need in this thing is a little bit of that wiggle.
And just pure,
finesse.
And pure blazing speed.
And blazing speed, it's an interesting theory,
I don't
Katie.
Know. A lot of rugby players are very fast.
Not NFL.
They have different positions,
but
it's the
wiggle, the elusiveness, the ability to dodge guys and things like that.
What about soccer players?
Soccer players?
The other football. They might also be very good. I don't, not to say they will pick them for their teams, but
I will tell you right now, the types of play, I do think I do think the U.S. is going to roll over everybody just because it's football. They don't have the. We've got a head start on anything football.
It's going to be unwatchable, Sean.
Well, unless I watched every minute of it.
I feel like y'all are jinxing it. That's all I'm saying.
I watched every minute of the Dream Team back in 1992. You know, like that was fun.
Good squash.
Yeah.
This will get you there.
So the NFL voted to allow their players to play in the Olympics in 2028, which is what we're talking about here. And so now it's launched this speculation as to who what would the dream team of football, flag football look like? And the names that have come up, like Lamar Jackson for sure would be the quarterback.
He's that's your guy.
He's got that wiggle and that speed, and he can throw the ball too, on top of that. They're talking about Jahmyr Gibbs from the Lions would be your running back.
Right.
Your wide receiver. Now your wide receivers, they're bringing up a lot of like big guys like Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson, all of whom would be incredible going against defensive backs from France.
I don't think you need the height advantage. I think you just go with that small ball. Like, the
small wiggle guy.
And put them all in the field.
The smaller
and
the better, because they're more elusive.
Yeah. That's exactly. Well, no, like, and Texan fans will relate to this. If Tank Dell hadn't gotten his knee wrecked in that Kansas City game last year, if he were healthy, he would be perfect for flag football. Perfect. Gets open. Nobody can touch him. Can't get him in a phone booth. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. The other thing I think they'll be looking for is guys who can play on offense and defense because the roster's not very big.
Yes.
So I think if you're a Houston fan, if you're a Texan fan right now and you're in your car and you're wondering who on the Texans would be perfect for this flag football that's going to be played in 2028, I think Derek Stingley Jr. would be ideal for this. He's the best cornerback in football, so he's got the defensive side honed down. They talk all the time, the Texans do, his teammates, about, God, we'd love to see Sting get in just for a few plays at wide receiver on offense. He would be amazing. They talked about doing that with him at LSU when he was in college. If you watch him play defense, he's got the ball skills in the hands of a wide receiver on offense. So I think Derek Stingley Jr.
Why haven't they done that then?
Play both ways.
Because there's so many other players. Like if he
well, sure, thing, sure.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's, you don't have to.
It's a good point.
We wish we could try that. Well, you can.
It's a really good question. It's a really good question because I think it's taxing. You know, you're playing on two sides of the ball.
Sure.
Two, it's taxing mentally because you got to learn the playbook on both sides of the ball. Three, there's a chance that you're going to get hurt playing wide receiver. I think Stingley would do it because he's just a competitor, but he's also dealt with a ton of injuries really since his freshman year at LSU back in 2019. This past season was the first season of his three seasons with the Texans where he's been healthy all year. So I don't think the Texans want to mess with that. You know, they want to make sure he stays healthy. I'll be honest with you. I don't want any Texan playing in this flag football in the Olympics.
Don't get injured,
man. You can pay to play for the Texans, man.
Right.
Yeah, and they don't need you.
Right.
They can put
Maybe take a break.
Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Frito, Katie, and Sean out there.
I think we could win the bronze.
I used to coach flag football.
You did?
Also, I did go and get second place in nationals.
She did?
What? In the Special Olympics.
Yeah. She was
a unified partner.
Unified partner. She actually has
I have the medal and
everything.
My ponytail was on the Today Show.
She's got rings.
You have medals?
I do, yeah, from 2014.
Real. All right.
Well, it's something to watch. Olympics still 3 years away, I believe. And yeah, maybe Katie has a shot. Who knows?
Oh, that would be great.
Sean Pendergast, 610, our sports radio 610. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Yesterday, we talked about the Whack-A-Mole movie and how Mattel was making that a reality.
I have no idea how you turned that into a full-length
feature. No, I thought that was confusing enough. But then I wake up this morning and what do I find? A Scoobity Toilet movie is in the works from Michael Bay. Scoobity Toilet.
Michael Bay.
What's the Scoobity Toilet, I hear you ask? I don't know.
It
went mega viral. There were Halloween costumes.
It's a thing.
It wasn't a thing, was it? It was a silly 11-second YouTube video of a man's head sticking out of a toilet.
And that somehow spawned.
It blossomed into an entire franchise with hundreds of videos and, I guess, an actual plot.
Oh, boy.
So here it is. It's about a race of singing toilet men who are at war with humanoids who have TVs, cameras, and speakers for heads. The kids love it.
This is not real. This is... Michael Bay didn't have anything else that he could have made. There wasn't anything else to branch out into.
Nothing more attractive. I mean, I know...
There wasn't a
25th
Transformers movie.
We want creative ideas.
We do.
But I don't know that we want that.
That's...
Reached too far, Michael Bay.
All right. Let's talk about the favorite list for burger chains that just came out.
What?
Yep.
This is going to be a fight.
I just feel like we've been
burger chains,
severely disrespected.
Like national burger chains. What are we looking at?
Okay, let's just go through the big
ones. Did they break it down by state?
I don't see McDonald's on. Okay, this is everybody. This is all in. So McDonald's is on the list at 17. Burger King, 19. Wendy's, 22, still too high.
What the hell beat them?
Okay, let's just start with the big one everyone wants to know right out of the jump. Whataburger comes in at number 14. They lose out to Jack in the Box, who is all the way up at number 11. I don't care. No, don't try to stun me. I can't.
I will say, while I like Jack in the Box, I will not order a burger at Jack in the Box. Right. I like Jack. Jack in the Box is good at what it's good at.
But I wouldn't say
it's burgers.
I was terrified you were going to be like, makes.
But if this was a taco list and Jack in the Box made it, I would fight you.
Different story. You're telling no lies. They raise the price on it, but you're still telling no lies.
It's fine. Yeah, no longer two for a buck, but
yeah, whatever. Inflation. Mooyah, have you ever heard of them?
Mooyah's phenomenal.
Mooyah is a lit burger. They came in at number 9. I don't think that's low for them.
If you can find one.
They are very hard to locate.
We had them in College Station.
We had one.
So good.
And it was
by my house.
It's life-changing good.
And it was one of those where
it's
you could
gas
like,
station, too.
It wasn't.
It had a door to separate it. We haven't talked about your gas station.
I can't eat food that comes from a gas station.
Five Guys, number 7.
Okay.
I would have agreed with that.
Five Guys is good.
If this was, well.
I don't like Five Guys fries. But this is just a burger list.
See,
so I got to give it to him.
But Five Guys started varying wildly between individual Five Guys locales. Like, there's still some Five Guys.
What will happen?
Holy cow, they're so good. But then there's some that are just, anyway, doesn't matter. Freddy's gets on the list, number 6.
You like Freddy's?
I have no problem with this. Number 4, Culver's.
No. Sorry.
Midwestern.
Absolutely not.
Not as good.
That's trash burger.
Shake Shack.
You're trash.
Number 3.
Get out.
Number 2. I've never heard of the Habit Burger Grill. Never heard of them. But that is... Ready for number 1? What do you think? What's left? Go ahead.
I don't know what's left.
In-N-Out Burger's left, and they are the number 1 burger chain in America. Now, I look.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. I will give you In-N-Out top 5, because I think it's hard to say In-N-Out.
Yep, fair.
It's not good. Personal preference, way down the list.
I would rather go to P. Terry's than an In-N-Out.
P. Terry's stomps In-N-Out.
Because they're the same thing.
In San Antonio, Texas, there is a part of town up north where there is a P. Terry's across the street from an In-N-Out Burger, across the highway. I will tell you, P. Terry's is In-N-Out Burger only evolved. In-N-Out 2.0 is P. Terry's. If you like In-N-Out Burger and you go to a P. Terry's, In-N-Out Burger no longer exists to you. It's just, I found the better deal, my man. That's how it is.
I can't remember if I just maybe ordered wrong, because I have a very limited experience with In-N-Out. Like, I've been there a few times.
Yeah.
But I've only done drive-thru once.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, I was in the drive-thru. They don't wrap the burgers. Like, they just gave them to me on a tray, the same as they would do if I was eating inside, which really bothered me.
Look, Katie.
Because, like, I have to drive home.
If we're going to get into a gripe fest about everything that's wrong with an In-N-Out.
But, like, is that just what they do?
I'm not even sure. It's been so long because I had been to a P. Terry's. Delete. Have a great day, guys. See you later.